Welcome to the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Chris, Married Man Tim, and Nick.
Single Man.
single Man Nick. Jay is on hiatus for 2 weeks. He's got work issues, so he cannot record for 2 weeks. So don't stop listening now because Jay's not here. But, there's four of us here today. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
All right.
It's all right.
Yeah. Could be better. I have to look at you guys this time. I mean,
yeah, it's weird. I can't look Tim in the eye.
Yeah. Well, through all the haze, I mean, it's hard to.
Well, you want to explain why there's haze?
I got glaucoma.
Need some Mentos, the fresh maker.
There you go. The only thing that sucks about doing this is I actually have to look like I'm paying attention. I can't be on my cell phone. And
oh, I'm still going to be on my cell phone. So.
Well, speaking of cell phone, iPhone 7, were you guys impressed?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it. Mine's on its last legs. But, I mean, I don't like the wireless headphones because they're just making everybody buy them. I like the dual camera. But, I mean, it's just another iPhone.
Can we hear from the corporate shill now? Well, what did you think of the iPhone 7?
Is that me?
Jay's no longer here.
I'm actually really excited about it. I mean,
shock.
I think that, you know, that
I'm really excited about it. I love the iPhone. Please buy it. It's the greatest phone ever.
No, I'm speaking from a personal perspective, but the, like you had mentioned the no headphone jack, blue wireless headphones. Like, I think that's going to be the reaction from a lot of people at first, but I think we're paving the way for kind of like that whole, or Apple's paving the way for the idea of, you know, truly being wireless. But the, like, everyone freaked out at first when people started removing like the DVD drive from computers. And then a year later, nobody uses the DVD drive in computers. So, but even though if you want to use wired headphones, which many, many people have, that you can use the little adapter that allows you to do so.
You know, you mentioned that removing the DVD players from the computers. I didn't realize I didn't have one. So my family got me the James Bond collection.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a DVD player. I said, that's all right. I'll just play it in my computer. So I got it out. And I go, what the hell? So I've seen three of the movies because the DVD player broke and I haven't went out and got another one. But I don't have a computer that plays DVDs. So.
Do you have any computer in the house that plays a DVD?
No. Well, oh. I guess, like, what am I talking about? This thing in front of me, I guess it does. So I guess
Well, here's the cool thing is that computer you're talking about, you can actually use the drive on the other computer to watch on your laptop.
Oh, yeah, real cool.
Well, the other monitor is bigger, if you can see that. It's what we used to use. Can you see it?
Hey, Sam, can you see this?
Yeah, I can see it.
So I was one that messed the DVD player being in, because I used to watch a lot of movies on my old...
Now, were you watching the Bond in order, or just...
Yes, I was watching in order. Hmm. I'm still at Sean Connery. Because now they're just sitting there collecting dust, because I forgot I can watch it on this big computer here. Thanks, Chris.
There you go. What I'm saying is, with your mobile computer, your laptop, you can actually utilize a drive on another computer in your house and view it on your laptop.
It took me 30 minutes to get you guys all online here to record this show. I don't see that happening.
Also, if you have wireless earphones, you could put them in your ear and then watch it, listen to the thing that you're watching through your drive. Internet connectivity is great.
Were there long lines today for the Apple new phone?
No, I said today was the keynote announcement of all cool stuff.
You can pre-order it Friday, and then I think it comes out the next Friday.
Next Friday. So it's that long?
Yeah.
A week?
Oh, that's, to me, it's a long time. I'm old.
Oh.
Yeah, it might not be around.
You might not make it.
A week means something to me. Once you guys get past that 50 mark, you start thinking,
That's pretty pumped, though. You got a 264 gig version.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
I mean, that's bigger than any iPod ever made.
This is like Rob's casual tech segment right now.
Tim hasn't been this pumped since the last time he cleaned out his dog.
And woman.
My dog was pumped that day. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Padres are beating the Red Sox.
Oh, now I'm really pumped. But
sports talk.
But, okay, back to James Bond.
Fucking nerd. I don't want to talk about sports. I want to talk about James Bond.
So you watch the first three. Who's your favorite Bond?
Oh, Roger Moore.
What?
Really?
That's who I grew up on.
Did you technically grow up on all of them?
Well, I did. But I was just a kid when Sean Connery was there.
I mean, you probably grew up on the books, right?
All right. When I first started watching Bond, it was Roger Moore.
Oh, okay.
Then we got HBO, and they did a whole thing. I think it was like 17 movies at the time, and probably wouldn't even that many. But then I saw them all, and I didn't like Sean Connery. He kind of in Dr. No, and the spider is on him. He kind of freaks out. Go, come on, man, you're James Bond.
Roger. But Roger Moore looks like he's always out of breath. Like he's like he's exhausted doing anything. He's just like, and he's just like, and then he's like, okay, all right, okay. All right, Nick, who's your favorite?
I tend to go with Sean, but I like Brosnan a lot too, because GoldenEye was I was 14 when it came out, so it was like right at the perfect time, and it's such a great video game too that I'm partial to that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. The video game is actually what got me into the Bond universe. I didn't watch any of the Bond movies before GoldenEye came out, and so I'm with you on that, Nick. Pierce Brosnan, he's just like the British badass.
Yeah.
Well, he got screwed.
Episode title.
He had a contract with Remington Steele. They kept him on, canceling it anyway.
Yeah.
So he got screwed.
Yeah, and then he has one good Bond, GoldenEye. I mean, the rest of them suck.
I mean, I like The World's Not Enough, but they overplay it way too much on TV, so it kind of makes people go, I don't want to watch this one.
Yeah.
No comment. Okay.
Tim, your favorite Bond?
Oh, well, Daniel Craig, obviously. Those are the only real good James Bond movies, too.
Like the Quantum of Suck-Ass.
I mean, Quantum sucks. But if you watch Quantum as like a direct sequel to Casino Royale, it makes a lot more sense and actually goes with the story-wise. But the problem with Quantum of Solace is it happened during that writer's strike. So they ended up having to rewrite a lot of the script themselves.
Excuses.
But I'm just saying.
Sorry, I'm getting all Roger Moore on you, buddy.
Roger Moore, sorry. Hey, Octopussy, calm down.
Great name for an episode, a movie, though.
Casino Royale and freaking Skyfall.
It's horrible.
Are great Skyfall. Bond films.
Skyfall's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nick, you have terrible movie taste. So
you do,
whatever.
Too. We don't. What happens in Skyfall? It's the dumbest plot ever.
Skyfall stays in Skyfall.
The last one was terrible too, I thought.
It was.
I'll be honest, I did fall asleep during the last one.
I did too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And okay. I was just like...
It was okay. It was fine. I didn't think they needed to do the Blofeld thing in the last one. It was just okay. I mean, I hope he does another one.
My favorite Bond? Richard Grieco.
Yes, I do love that movie.
Talk about someone that didn't age well.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And if you're listening, I apologize, but you didn't.
Richard Grieco.
Oh.
You know, it just popped in my head just thinking of like weird movies. Tim, you and I actually debated years ago. You don't remember this. We talked about Monster Squad for like an hour on Facebook.
We did?
Yeah. It just popped in my mind because I remember we were talking about – we were probably being movie snobs at the time. And I was like, dude, did you ever see Monster Squad? And you were like, I grew up on Monster Squad. You know, like, I don't know.
Wolfman's got nards.
Yeah, Wolfman does have nards. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember this conversation, but I'm glad it was one of the pinnacles and highlights of your life.
No, not at all.
I'm glad I helped influence the person you are today, Nick. but when you're someone of my stature, you know, like fan favorite and everything, it's hard to remember a lot of like your conversations with the peasants. You know,
it was Tuesday. Okay, got you.
It was so I'm sorry, but I appreciate that you appreciated my excellent conversation. So
shut up, Tim.
Podcast.
Last compliment I ever give you.
That was a compliment? You were just commenting on something that happened. But what side did I take? Because I feel like I could argue either sides where that movie kind of is garbage, but is kind of something that I grew up on. So it's no Goonies, but...
Right.
I
think that's what it was. We were talking about the Goonies. I mean, this was like years ago. I have no idea. It just popped in my mind. It's called The Monster Squad. It's kind of like a ripoff of the Goonies, but it's more about monsters than pirates.
Okay, here, let me pitch it to Jack. Jack, remember those movies you watched as a kid with all the universal monsters like Dracula and Wolfman and the Creature of the Black Lagoon? Yeah. You know, when you paid a nickel at the Nickelodeon or whatever.
Jesus.
Yeah. So imagine this, that a group of kids actually uncover these monsters and they come back or for some reason to terrorize the city, and the kids have to stop them. So
of course the
way
the
that,
kids do.
So do it being kids, they end up like stealing their mom's silver, dining silverware and melting it down to make silver bullets to take out the Wolfman.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, they actually, and I think there's like very inventive ways that they end up like killing certain monsters and everything. You can guess which side Frankenstein ends up on, or Frankenstein's monster rather. But the thing that always like impressed me was how they dealt with the creature from the Black Lagoon. They just shot him. They just shot him in the face and he died. He's just like a fish man. They just shot him. That was like I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. They also kick Wolfman in the balls and they're driving away in their car and the mummy's like on them. So they take a bow and arrow and they take one of his bandages and they shoot it to a tree and the mummy unwraps.
Wrapped around,
Yeah.
Who's a great movie?
Who's in this movie?
Nobody big.
No one important. The cast of Stranger Things, pretty much before they're younger.
In this movie?
No, Richard Grieco. Although I think he might have played Dracula. Unconfirmed though.
Whatever happened to him?
Richard Grieco?
Yeah, he was on 21 Jump Street. Then he did that movie where he was a secret agent.
Yeah, that's my best, my favorite Bond. If looks could kill.
Yeah.
He was in Night at the Roxbury.
He was in 22 Jump Street.
Oh yeah, he got killed.
Jump Street?
Yeah, spoilers. Yeah.
Holy shit, he looks like hell.
I told you.
There went his guest appearance on this podcast.
You gotta talk, Nick. I mean,
Oh yeah, sorry. This is Richard Grieco. It looks like the dude from the Jersey Shore aged 37 years.
So Richard, if you're listening, we apologize, but you didn't. I'm sorry, you didn't age well.
He looks like Phil Spector.
Oh, here's a good one here. Oh, wow. Look at that. He looks like Phil Spector fucked a cat.
Yeah. So cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Was he on drugs, you think?
A little bit. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. This is really bad podcasting, but you have to see this picture.
Okay, yeah. So Google Richard Grieco, and it's a guy who didn't hold up, guys.
Oh my god! The website is called Bullets, Broads, Guyliner, and Hair Gel.
Hey, at least we're picking, on a guy, not a woman, so we won't take heat, right?
Unreal. Oh, nah. Seriously.
Yeah, that's a good that's a really good website too. Bullets, Broads, Greeks, whatever the.
No, it was an article posted.
So. It's all right. Yeah, yeah. I saw it. It was in his camera roll, folks. He has these pictures on his phone.
Yeah. He stalks Richard Grieco. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God! I want to help him. Like, he looks terrible.
Turns out Boston's a Greekhard, which is what fans of Richard Grieco call themselves.
Greekhard.
You know what's funny? That this picture. How old is he? I can't make this up. This picture is from www.femina.hu. So it might be a feminist website. My name's Richard Grieco.
I would say early 50s.
Does anybody have any crack? Whoa. What are you laughing at? Remember me? I was in 22 Jump Street.
Now, you guys listening at home, you're not getting the full effect, but he's got his picture up, and it's actually quite funny.
Yeah, you should see the video.
All right, what else is going on now that we've alienated all the Richard Grieco fans out there?
Sorry, Robin.
All right, so we had a question about our Pokemon Go updates. So, Nick, do you play Pokemon Go?
No.
And Jack, I'm not even going to ask you, but all right, Boston, it's me and you. Where are you at? What's your level?
No, you go first.
What's your team?
You go first.
You show me yours first.
I'm on the Greekos.
I call it. You show me yours first.
All right, okay. Well, you know, I've been busy. I got two kids. I got two kids. One's a newborn, I guess. He's 10 months. But
newborn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's within the first year. I'm not sleeping great. Let's just say that. I am at level 22, so not great, above the 20 cap, but that's where it gets hard.
What's the highest level you can go?
I think 40 is the cap right now until they update. All right. And I don't think anyone has got there legitimately. But my Pokédex, I'm Team Mystic, by the way, blue. And I have 104 Pokemon. Boston.
So since we last talked about Pokemon, I deleted the app, and but I did find my new quarterback is Eli Manning for my fantasy football team. I've got Dante Moncrief. I've got a cast of characters here that's going to take me to the Fantasy Football Championship Hall of Fame.
How could you as a Patriots fan have...
It was literally the fucking hardest thing I did like this entire last month. I had to choose Eli fucking Manning as my quarterback.
He would never be on my fucking fantasy team, ever.
I had to, Jack. I had to.
I wouldn't. Well, in San Diego, we call them
Arcanines.
Stop talking, because now we can just keep him on the screen.
I got Arcanines. I got a Golduck. I got a Vaporeon. And so there's a Magmar.
So people are still playing this game?
I got Dudos. I got Tentacruels.
Dude, playing that game must make you so freaking thirsty. It's not even funny. You should definitely get yourself hydrated. No, Pokemon's still alive and well. I'm not playing it any longer, but they did announce that Niantic announced it would come up an Apple Watch app. I don't know if you saw that today.
No, I did not see that. No.
I don't got a watch, so.
Shocker.
My wife has the Apple Watch, and she wondered if I wanted it. I said, yeah, 20 years ago. when it was cool, I go, but now it's like, does everything the watch does. Why do I need the watch?
You need the watch to tell you that there's something happening on your phone. That's why you wear the watch.
It's true.
She loves it. I don't wear a watch anyway. I said, well, I don't wear a watch anyway, so why would I want... I go, my phone has the time. I never got the watch. Like I said, if this would have come out in the 80s, Apple would have made billions on the watch.
Yeah, but
instead you got the Swatch watch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know Tim had like 17 Swatch bands with his LA Gear sneakers.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with LA Gear, man?
Nothing at all, man.
He had the screen protector little bands. You know, he switched them out with the colors depending on his clothing he was wearing.
Dude, yeah, no, I was much cooler than that. My my watch I had was one of those gaming watches where it's like I could play little Mario, but they were like little dots, and you would push the button and it would bounce, you know, it would move.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, and so I played Techno Bowl where I could use Eli Manning. I could use my Eli Manning character to pass.
No, we all know that Techno Bowl was dominated by Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Wait, that was a tech. Are we talking about the original one or which one? You got a.
Oh, you got Nick mad now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because you know 49ers and the Bears were the teams on the
That's
original.
True. You had Montana to Rice, and then you had McMahon. Who were the Bears? McMahon, yeah.
Walter Payton,
and Payton. Yeah, I'm thinking a Super Techno Bowl maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a classic mistake, rookie mistake, everybody.
Mike, Nintendo just announced that they're putting out an NEC classic. Since we're going to get into, don't be laughing at me, Tim. It's just one little console with all the original games in it stored already.
Cool.
You are such an asshole, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, these are some of the most popular podcasts.
Well, because we sit there and just rip on Tim and each other. Well,
I don't listen to them, but.
Go ahead, Tim.
Blow us away, Tim, with your stellar personality.
I'll blow us all away.
Padres are losing now 2-1 to Boston.
Mm-hmm. So if we talk about sports long enough.
My phone told me that.
There you go. So if we talk about sports long enough, you think Tim will just leave?
I was going to say, my cool watch was a Timex.
Ooh.
Casio.
Yeah. Nice. Well, with the calculator on it?
No, just had the date.
Hmm. Not the time. I got a calendar watch.
Yep, it's still Tuesday.
But damn, that shirt looks good.
Hey, the watch still works. I didn't get it before, but it still works.
Because the last time you used it was a Wednesday, is that why? In Jack's case, a broken watch is right 52 times a year.
Once a week.
Can't beat it. Okay, it had told the time, and it had the little tiny thing that showed the date.
Are we actually describing what a watch is? Like, it had a battery. It went around my wrist. At certain moments, I looked at it, and then I knew what time it was.
You had to wind it up.
Sometimes it beeped.
Nope, it never beeped. This watch was like 40-something years old, so it didn't do things like watches do today. It had a second hand.
It's like the most reductive description of something of all time.
But I'm telling you right now, most people couldn't probably tell time on my watch. Would they?
My watch, it does things that watches don't do today. Also, my phone, it can do things that my phone can't do a while ago. So, I wish in the 80s I had an iPhone.
I do. I wish I had an iPhone in the 80s. And I'll go to hell.
The internet now does things that I couldn't do, years ago.
Jesus, we just lost like 30 listeners.
Oh, they're all gone already. Sports talk. Viewers. People.
Is anyone in chat?
People turned it off. Oh, we have viewers?
We have a chat.
We have a chat?
There should be a chat somewhere.
Oh, great. Now we're all distracted.
That didn't take long. Hey, getting off the watch topic, I did get a squatty potty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was your shits?
Got it yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Did you? Okay.
Mine came in the mail yesterday.
It does, like you said, Boston, it does take away from your reading time.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed, I haven't slowed down the shits. Mm-hmm. I haven't cut back, but the time I'm on there is like, I'm only on there for like a minute.
Yeah, give yourself a few cycles. You're going to be good. I'm literally, I only go once a day now. It's weird.
Yeah. But it's just the timing, and then but you have to kind of figure, because like, there's a learning curve, because you can't wipe doing the you have to kind of lean forward because I'll fall off.
So actually, now that we're talking about shit and whatnot, that reminded me. I think there was a comment on the Facebook page about the squatty potty from somebody who was asking a question about, because I mentioned last week about how I found it weird to pull your pants and your underwear down or your boxes down or whatever, and without stepping on them. And someone actually, who was it? It was Gregory. Yeah, he only got partway through the episode, but he had to stop and comment. It says, so during all the squatty potty talk, there was a comment about pants getting in the way. Why in the world do you have pants on at home while doing this? Ha ha ha. Take the pants all the way off. Problem solved, and your life is improved. To which Sink Pisser, CJ, was like, who doesn't undress to go number two? So let's talk about that for a second.
Well, you have.
Do you guys de-pants to take a shit?
No.
I think it means that, like, you're home, you should be comfortable. So he's just rocking it, maybe boxers and a t-shirt. And so it's like, why do you have pants on when you're at home?
Well, I have shorts. I walk around naked.
Yeah. Well, I think what he was inferring in his comment is that he completely removes, a la George Costanza, like his pants and his underwear to go butt naked while he's taking a shit. Leaving, set clothes in the pile.
It would be easier to use.
No question. But is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't do it.
No. No.
All right. So that was in jest, I'm presuming?
Maybe he's serious. Maybe that's how he rolls.
Like, the only time I shit in the nude is if I'm shitting right before going into the shower.
As I say, yeah, before you get in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's all time dependent, I think. Like, level of undress, but also, like, is this a single person? Is this a person, like, you know, in my household? I got kids running around. No one wants to see me naked in my household
right
now.
Mother-in-law running around.
Oh yeah, I got, and he's naked most of the time. You know, he's down to his skivvies most of the time.
Perfect for him.
Yeah, he'd have no problem. Which, by the way, I'm going to be the lone holdout. I'm not going to get a squatty potty.
You got to do, because we have people buying squatty potties on our Facebook, Twitter page. People are putting on, thanks, I ordered a squatty potty.
Yeah. Well,
really? How many people do you think have ordered a squatty potty?
I've seen four or five that have ordered a squatty potty.
No kidding.
Exactly. I bet it's close to 15 people.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's the next movement.
Yeah. Nick's like, I bought 14 for gifts this holiday season.
I got my squatty potty with Wi-Fi included. That's how I'm broadcasting tonight.
Like, you know, they have the two options. They have the 7-inch and the 9-inch. If you look at the 9-inch, it's like,
we're still talking about squatty buddies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not talking about Tim, because, you know, he needs like a 3-inch.
Mine came with limited bandwidth. I can't take more than that.
You can't take more than that?
I don't know about you, Nick, but
guys, I'm on my squatty potty right now. Look at me, guys. Hey!
But like, the 9-inch is advertised as for only professional or experienced squatters only. And I want to know, like, how? Like, what is that challenge?
Look at me. I can squat.
It's dangerous. Yes. I mean, if you're not paying attention,
you can fall in.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that just happened.
I did find it uncomfortable the first couple times I used it.
Oh, yeah, it's totally weird.
You just got it yesterday and you've already been on it a couple times?
Yeah, I told you it hadn't stopped the flow.
Oh.
Ugh.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Not like Chris now. I'm not once a day.
It's awesome. I think that you get a couple of days and you'll be on a regular schedule.
What about you, Nick? Have you used it yet?
I just used it once at lunchtime today. That's what I was like. It was the logic of pulling the pants all the way down. I'm like, wait a minute. I only have like an hour. How's this person like de-pants? And it's like, I got other shit to do, literally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's okay. I think it's just the first time, so it's not like like what Chris described last episode of just it's all in one go, because it wasn't that way for me either. But, I'll give it a couple more shots.
I'm getting better at it.
I'm getting better. I've been doing it my whole life.
I'm not. I can't do the 9-inch because I'm not an expert. But I that is my goal.
You're gonna take all 9 inches. That's what your goal is.
Can't be like Warm Taffy and do the whole 18 inches. I can't do that. No. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that I do see the squatty potty. The only problem I have though is because I know living with Jay that Jay had an issue. I don't know about you guys about hitting the toilet when he's peeing. I don't know how he doesn't pee all over his squatty potty.
Huh?
You got to tuck her down.
Yeah.
Because he's terrible with his aim. He's not here to defend himself, but I don't care. But he, I don't know how he doesn't have pee all over his squatty potty.
Oh, you mean as in like standing up to pee?
Standing up to pee.
Or when he's peeing and pooping simultaneously?
Well, no, I'm saying when he's up to pee. He's not a chick, so.
We got a problem if he's spraying everywhere when he's sitting down.
I'm saying, and like, peeing at the same he can't time. Actually get the tuck like, far enough.
He can't tuck under the thing. It's just spraying up. It's just going everywhere. It's just, oh my God.
It's a disaster.
It's just he can't make the tuck. Oh.
But you know what I'm talking about, because the squatty potty sticks out. Right?
Yeah, like 7 to 9 inches, right?
So how does – I'm just curious how he hits – does he hit the toilet? Does he – because he's
– Well. I don't know. I can't speak for him. Whoa. But
what the hell happened there? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
You'll just blame it on Zach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. But no, if you haven't bought the Squatty Potty, go out and buy it. It will change your life. You sponsor on the Married Men, all the gyms.
Yeah, seriously, what's it going to take for them to recognize that they should be a sponsor of the show?
They retweeted one of our tweets.
Oh, nice.
The official Squatty Potty page, so Twitter page, so maybe we'll just keep working with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll just keep liking the tweets because that's totally currency in modern era. Hey. Right,
so that's cheaper than actually paying us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A name brand corporation liked one of my tweets where I was positive about them.
The only thing that pisses me off is someone posted that the Squatty Potty was like $7 cheaper the day after I ordered it. That kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. I saw it advertised for like $15. Yeah. Somebody posted a link on the Jane Jack page that said that there was like some crazy deal. It was like $15, whatever it was. But
yeah, you know what they say: six emperor tyrannis, buyer beware.
Who says that?
Mr. Brady in that Brady Bunch episode.
Which one?
Oh, the one where he said to the kids. Six Emperor Tyrannus, because they bought something, and then it turned out to be bad, and then
Are you totally pulling us out of your ass?
he told them that because that was the lesson of that week.
For an answer.
The only thing worse than that story is that I have to look at you when you tell it. I fucking hate Google Hangouts.
Well, we're doing it again this way next week. Only because I don't know how to do it the other way. I can't know how to do this.
I'm going to show up wearing like an old crazy man mask to see if Nick freaks the fuck out.
he just has like... He just has PTSD flashbacks, and then he's instantly erect also.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I'm going to throw myself off the internet this time.
I have no idea what accent you're trying to do.
Just listeners, be clear. That was Nick talking, not actually me doing an impression. I know we're very close.
Luckily, we're on Google Chat. And I have Google Hangout.
You can tell. I can only come where I wear a mask of that Scream movie. I could barely make it through it. Without nothing.
What the fuck, Tim?
Nick, that's really weird.
I'm really thirsty, guys.
Shit.
Someone please call the police because shots are fired.
Holy shit.
Guns are off.
Wow, I've been shocked.
How long's it been, Tim? Well, I have a 10-month-old, so I guess.
All right, I officially like Google Hangouts again.
Oh my god! Did anyone figure out the chat?
Yeah, there's nobody there.
It's all of us. There's four people in the chat. Yeah. Wait, 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 one, two, three, four.
My chat says Nicholas Dunn left. Nicholas Dunn joined. Nicholas Dunn left again.
It's like every podcast is there.
And Tim is still here.
Yep. Well, can't get rid of me. Well, you know, got to give the fans what they want. No, okay, got. Wait. Okay, Nick, just for you, I'm going to work on a different impression, okay?
Nick goes, thanks.
Here we go. Oh, I'm stuck in you.
Here we go.
Wake your child. Peyton Manning.
I love how you had to say Wicked Chatter before you was getting into character.
Well, Boston doesn't even have a Boston accent, though. That's the sad part.
I can. Give me a few beers, and I absolutely will.
Nah, it's all right.
why don't you have the Boston accent?
I didn't grow up in Boston.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh. But you call yourself Boston.
Yeah, I used to live very close to Boston.
Kind of misleading.
Not anymore.
Kind of misleading. We need truth in podcasting, please.
We do.
Your screen name cannot. It has to be true. I, in fact, need to shut up. So there is truth. There is truth in podcast. Hey guys, remember that one time when Tim and I had a conversation 2.5 years ago? Well, I've just been thinking about that a whole podcast, and really, I just want to say thanks again, Tim. Oh, my watch, it does things that, like, things that can't be done again. Like, I can order my favorite hamburger. Like, back in the day, I used to get a hamburger without any condiments. But now, I just order bun patty bun.
Is there a way on Google Hangouts to actually mute somebody? Is that a thing?
I could
you can do that?
Yeah, mute me.
I refuse to order a squatty potty because it's hard to take a shit with an erection. And then the dog gets turned on.
I think I muted Tim. At least I can't hear him.
No, none of us can hear him.
Like, yeah, you did mute him. I see the mute symbol.
I don't know how to unmute the guy.
Poor guy.
No, seriously, I'm trying to unmute him. I can't. He's so pissed.
Is he back?
No.
He's laid back. Fuck those guys, man.
I don't know how to get him back. Yeah. I can hide him from the broadcast. Let's see.
Yeah, I have no idea how to unmute him. I just think... Shit.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, there you go. He did.
Oh, he muted himself. I thought I had the power.
Okay.
Oh, he did it again. He did.
So he's doing it to himself, or is that me doing it? That might be me.
Yeah, you muted me that time.
Okay, you're back. I just did it again. You know, these watches don't help.
Stop muting me. You just muted me again.
My watch won't help me out. What do you want?
My watch? Oh, but you know, back when I did Skype chat, you know, back in the 80s, I couldn't mute anybody. Why am I doing Nick's accent?
Exactly.
I'm not very good at impressions, guys.
Oh, my God. All right, I did have a serious question for you guys. Because I think it was on Boston's, we had the one, was Boston where they... Not a Catholic. Just
talked
had
a bunch
where
about...
She was upset about the...
Her husband masturbating.
Masturbating, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading an article yesterday that in 10 years, robots are going to be it's going to be, they say it's going to be, having sex with a robot is going to be better than having sex with a human. That's how good it's going to be. Now, we've seen, have you ever guys seen the movie Westworld?
No.
No. Okay.
The TV show Humans.
But I have seen Cherry 2000, and it was fantastic.
Okay.
Well, you know, Westworld is about to become a series. It's going to be awesome.
I've seen Westworld.
Okay. Well, but
Ex Machina is a more modern reference.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
So anyway, is having sex to the robot cheating?
What is fucking a robot cheating?
Is it cheating? Would it be considered cheating?
Is masturbating with your own hand cheating?
Well, that's what I talked about on the thing, and I was overruled by Jay in Boston.
Well, what about like having sex with a fleshlight? Is that cheating, Boston? Boston, would you care to comment?
Oh.
No, it's not cheating.
Is fingers in the dog's ass cheating?
not if there's peanut butter.
Not when you're thirsty.
Strictly medical purposes.
So seriously, would it be considered cheating?
I don't know.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if the you know, you could make it look like whoever you wanted.
I mean, if I'm picturing like a full on human sized robot with virtual reality goggles on to where it's whoever, and then all of a sudden your wife walks in and you're just if you're just going at it.
For folks at home.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
For folks listening at home, Nick just held his hands up like he was tuning in Tokyo.
I am picturing this robot. And I think that the robot would be human sized. And I am just wondering what this robot.
Hey, I'm not fisting the robot here, you know.
Took a weird turn there.
So Nick, finish your.
Well, I'm saying, I don't know if I.
He's already finished twice. The mask talking down his robot, hot robot action.
Screw you guys.
Okay, Nick.
Okay. Well, imagine if you walked on your wife and there's a human-sized robot just going to town. What would you think?
On my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if it's like Len Goodman from Dancing with the Stars, Jack?
Len Goodman, then that goes.
Len Goodman, robot. Goodman. And then he's just like, 10, 10, 10.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one.
Yeah, it would be cheating, I think. I think it's up to whether or not your partner is into it or not. I think that's kind of like the naughty Catholic whole conversation where it's like, you know, self-flagellation's different, but, I mean, there's a level of extent. I mean, if you, I don't know, there's those things that are the real dolls that are, like, the fake plastic people or whatever that people fuck, but I think it's, like, you ever see Lars and the Real Girl, that whole... Mm-hmm. The whole movie's kind of about one of those dolls.
You ever seen Tim's Closet?
I don't have one. Can't afford that, man. Too expensive.
You've got three.
No. You guys like the Squatty Potty, but I am sponsored by the Real Girl or whatever it's called. But that being said, I think, it's just going to be up to you and your partner. If they don't mind you banging a robotic version of whoever you like, you know, this robot, it looks just like my, you know, the next door neighbor's wife. like how is that not like crossing a boundary or anything? That's kind of weird.
What would Shandy say? What would she do?
never WW Shandy D. Never do that.
Speaking of what would they say, I heard on their most recent podcast that there's a Patreon level that gets the four guest hosts together with the broadcast to do a show.
I haven't heard that one.
I didn't either until that podcast. I was like, that would be a shit show.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
First I've heard of it.
Yeah. Clearly, clearly they're just after getting me on their show. But
I think so. I have to sit back and listen to Tim.
So, I mean, fan favorite. But so personally from my – and you guys know I'm kind of more the most conservative one here probably when it comes to, like, relationship stuff. But, like, dog analing or the fingering.
You gave your dog anal now?
No. Just analingus. But that being said, well, Nick, would you fuck a robot?
Yeah, you're single.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Why not?
Okay, it looks like Evangeline Lilly.
I don't know.
Tim just came without a robot.
That was my impression of Nick.
I think, like, you know, like if you go into any sex store and, like, it says, you know, this feels real, I think, you know, I probably would touch it with my hand just to be like, oh, okay, yeah. But I won't think I'd ever go the full, like, I am going to fuck this robot. Because, I mean.
Hold on a second. So wait. Let's talk about that for a second. So last time you went to a sex store, you saw something that said, this feels real?
I haven't been in a sex store since I was probably, like, 21 years old. But I'm saying, like, you know how they do. They have all that weird flesh, like, your fleshlight. And they do, like, you know, this feels, I mean, like, okay, whatever. But no, like, why would I fuck a robot? There's plenty of women out there that will fuck you for any reason.
Pam. Dude, the broadcast police are going to be out on you for in a heartbeat.
I'm not saying all women are, but there's a lot of women out there. You go to a bar and, hey.
That sounds like a backpedal to me.
I'm scared to death, Shandy.
So for those listening at home, the look on Nick's face was a sheer terror right there.
Whoa. Holy shit, I'm scared of her, man.
I'm putting her in her patriarchal society.
So Nick, you're no on that.
I'm no on fucking robots, yes.
Liar. Liar.
Okay, the technology.
I mean, I don't think I've been that thirsty.
Okay, the technology is like BSG.
Oh, so it's a Cylon, flesh Cylon.
Flesh Cylon.
That's a robot.
Yeah, but they didn't know it was a robot until they'd already done the deed.
Yeah, but even after they found out, they still
robots.
If it, if it looked like number six or Grace Park, yeah, I'd probably fuck it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a headphone jack either.
No ports.
You need an adapter for that.
All right, anything else going on, guys, you want to talk about?
Okay, since we're on Google Hangout, we can see each other, and I think this is interesting since, like, you know, Nick is like Mr. Pimp or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, Nick, we'll start with you. From attractiveness, rank the rest of us from best to worst.
It passed.
Oh, we're not supposed to take the shirts off?
You can if you want. I will.
Slave Leia Tim or regular Tim?
You can do. Hey, you can go past Tim, but, like, I would say my current version. So Nick,
I'm not gonna rate dudes. No, sorry.
Okay, well then, just like, you don't have to pick who your favorite and your least favorite is. Just say who's your middle. Just who's the second, like. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're attracted to us, but you can, like, as a guy, you should be able to just see a level of attractiveness. It's not, doesn't mean, like I'm looking at Boston and I'm like, oh, Villa, look at him. Ooh.
You're going to be my bottom tail.
He's so hot, he's got steam coming off of him.
Tim, you'd be a far better looking dude if you didn't have that shitty inverted Hitler mustache on your face.
Oh, my soul patch. You don't like my soul patch? It is. It's only an inch away from being.
You've got the John Ritter on the top, which is actually a good look for you. But the inverted mustache is kind of
flavor saver.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's honestly, it's a my soul patch, my facial hair is a choice of my wife's, who, when I shave it off, she's asked for it back. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, she likes it. I mean, it's not as cool as your dumb beard, but whatever.
Likes the reverse mustache rides. Gotcha.
I don't even have a beard anymore.
Sure. Okay, your 3-day stubble or whatever. That's cool. I know what that beard's doing, Boston.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like a good beard, it's hiding something. A little baby weight.
That's not baby weight, dude. That's pure tacos and burritos. There's like Chipotle.
This second kid is totally like driving me to like I probably weigh the most I've ever weighed as an adult right now, and yeah.
See, I lost weight when I had kids.
Okay, cool. You have time to work out and everything. I mean, I turned 35 also, which makes me old. You know, back in my day, watches only had 3 functions. you could turn the light on, but my metabolism's down, and like I used to never sleep. Like I used to function off of no sleep, and now all I do is sleep. I never get up and run, which is my problem. So
that's right. You're a shitty runner.
I run and I poop, and I've just been pooping lately.
You don't need a squatty potty. You just need to run.
And also just not been eating great, unfortunately. Due to like dietary restriction. Ever tell you guys I got kidney stones?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, kidney stones are fun. Check this out. So I was in a weight loss contest at work, and so I'm hyper, hyper, super competitive. Obviously, that's why I'm fan favorite. But what I did with the people at work was I started to do, you know, Tim Ferriss, he wrote the 4-hour or 5-hour work week. I got his book. He has a book called The 5-Hour Body. And it's basically this dietary program where you eat beans at every meal. You eat vegetables and a protein 6 days a week. And then on the seventh day of the week, you have a cheat day and you eat everything and anything you haven't been, like carbs and sugar and everything. And basically it spikes your insulin and it keeps your metabolism high. So in a span of 2 months, I lost 25 pounds.
Really?
Won the weight loss contest, won $550 at work, and everyone at work hated me for it. Well, guess what? They all got the comeuppance, or I got my comeuppance something like 3 months later when I started peeing blood. And yeah, it was awful. Started peeing blood. It was like, okay, I'm dead or something.
Had nothing to do from fucking a robot, though, right?
No, I stayed away from the robots. Yeah. So I go to the doctor, and of course then that's the first time he slips the digit on me to make sure it's not like cancer or whatever. That was awful and degrading. And then he of course refers me to a urologist who, again, you know, because
hey. Is that where you learn the technique for your dog?
No, that was a different time. they had expressed the kidney stones, unfortunately.
Oh.
So yeah, then my urologist slips the digit again, which was two digits.
Two
in the stink. Yeah, but get this. So the urologist, he's doing it, and you know what he says to me? He goes, nice and smooth, nice and smooth. And I'm just like, and then like the most degrading part is like,
he asks you for your number.
No, he puts the tissues on my stomach, and he's like, here for you to clean up. And I'm just like, oh my God. So this is what this feels like. This is horrible.
So you felt like your dog. Nice.
Yeah. And so then I had, you know, I did a whole bunch of tests, and they determined, oh, you got, not only do you have kidney stones, but you got big ass kidney stones in both. You got 3 big kidney stones, and guess what? Too big, you'll never pass them. We got to go get them. Yeah. So guys,
well, They struck him with a laser, didn't they?
So hold on a second. Did this story come from a question that was asked, or did Tim absolutely direct the show to talk about his kidney stones? Because you were about to talk about how a robot went up your dick. Is that where I'm getting at?
Yeah. That's where we're going.
So what you're saying is you are down with robot sex.
I want to get fucked by a robot, but I don't want to fuck a robot because that's cheating. No, it wasn't a robot, okay? But get this. So normally what they do is they hit you with like a sonic blast in your side, and that turns your kidney stones into fine powder, and then you pass all of like the gravel or whatever. But when they went to do it to me, they knocked me out, and then they're like, oh no, you know what? The kidney stones have moved. They Boston's refusing to listen. Boston, come on, you might need this information.
Sign language?
So yeah, so so the kidney stones had moved up, so they were unable to hit anything with the lasers to turn it to gravel. So guess what they had to do? They went up. Yeah, they went up with like a wire, and then they went up, they cut up the kidney stones, they pulled them all out. I'm under for this whole thing. It's not like I'm awake, but that's they're telling me this. But hey, here's the only issue. When they go up, they pass through your bladder, and guess what? Your bladder's super sensitive. What happens is it gets inflamed, and when it's inflamed, then you can't pass water or pee or whatever. So what they have to do is they install a stent in me that allows me to pee.
For fuck's sake, Tim.
And the stent is there for something like 2 weeks. And so guess what? Connected to the stent so they can get it out is a long wire. It's a long wire. And this wire,
Boston has left the building.
This wire, what they do is it like sticks out of you, so they can pull it out eventually when they pull it out. And then they're
sticking out for 2 weeks.
So get this: they take a little piece of electric tape, and they put it at the end like a flag, like a flag. And I'm like, why is there this weird medical tape at the end of this wire? But of course then like I go home and like peeing is the worst. I'm peeing blood, I'm peeing, you know, rocks. I'm on oxycodone because it was awful. I do not recommend getting kidney stones. I hated it. The whole experience was terrible.
Honey, return the kidney stones. I don't want them. Bring them back.
So I'm like crazy. I'm not sleeping for days because the oxycodone makes me like wired, and I'm uncomfortable and everything. So then like the weirdest thing was like I did eventually go to sleep like 3 or 4 days later, and I'm just like I wake up like intense pain. I jump up and I'm like, like what's going on? Like it just the most intense pain. And you guys know what happens sometimes in the morning, like mm-hmm. when you wake up. Well, I learned that the flag at the end of the wire acts as a mechanism to keep the wire from going all the way inside of you. You know, it's just so it's basically like paper cutting, like. Like it's just stopping like the tip of the wire from going inside me. So yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. And I just muted Tim. That had to happen.
You waited too long.
I know.
Oh my god.
Okay, so let me finish the story. So then after 2 weeks I go back to my urologist, you know, nice and smooth, nice and smooth. And
again? And, nice and smooth again?
No. He didn't check me again. That's my nickname for him, nice and smooth. So what he does is he's like, okay, we're going to take out your stent. And I'm like, okay, great. So
was it like the scene from Dumber and Dumb and Dumberer when he rips the catheter out?
Okay, so I'm like, where's my anesthetic? You can knock me out for this. He's like, nope, you don't really got any nerve endings inside there, so we're just going to pull it out. And so he goes, take a deep breath.
And then he just starts pulling, and it's just wire, 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 wire. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it comes out. It's like this weird feeling. It doesn't hurt. It's like, but it's like a weird, like, itch. Like, you have an itch on the inside of you. Like, it's like a weird, oh, it was like such a weird sensation. But then the guy does this. He goes like, look! And he holds it up like right to my face. He's like, this was inside of you. And I'm just like, I don't care, man. Like, get it away. This is awful. I hate all of this experience. So, yeah. And, yeah, basically I got the kidney stones because I'm allergic to oxalates, which are in all of the food that was in my diet. So I can't eat any, like, I can't eat a lot of vegetables or beans or chocolate or potatoes anymore. So. There you go.
How did this relate to robot fucking?
So the Red Sox are beating the San Diego Padres 3-2 right now in the bottom of the fourth inning.
The Padres have kidney stones.
So, like, when you see this doctor now, mm-hmm. can you look at him straight in the eye? Like, do you like, this guy's had his fingers in my ass. I mean, like, you can't just go talk to somebody like that. I mean,
does he look you in the eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying the whole time to look me in the eyes.
Does he call you nice and smooth?
Well, that's his nickname. Yeah, that's what he calls me, too, I'm sure. It's on my chart. It says N-N-S.
Nice and smooth episode title.
N-N-S. Yeah. Nice and like smooth.
Nice and smooth.
Oh my god. So yeah, you guys are welcome.
My life actually sucked more after listening to that story. That was terrible. I never want to hear a story like that again.
It reminds me of an episode of Deadwood, but
that's a good episode.
Yeah. You see,
it felt like that.
Did we lose Nick? Did Nick just pass?
No, I'm here.
We do have an email. You guys ready to get to the email?
Yes, yeah, please.
We have a call, but I don't know how to play the call. So, I mean, I can play it for myself, but I can't play it for you guys.
Probably sure. Uncle Lou. Yeah.
All right, this is Hello, Redman. I have a petting etiquette question. A petting etiquette question.
Okay.
I was at a friend's, and they have two new kittens.
Oh, cat petting.
Yeah, that's where I thought too. I was like,
you guys are hoping for heavy petting.
Yeah.
Let me get my heavy petting handbook out, and we'll confirm with the rules.
Always over the bra.
One of the kittens hopped on someone's lap, and another person decided it was perfectly okay, without asking, to start petting the kitten right on top of their private area. How would you guys handle it if someone reached over and started stroking the kitty on your lap without asking? This is from Seth.
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to not laugh. I think that'd be fucking hysterical. Yeah, that's what's weird. Like, I wouldn't do that. Well, I mean, what's the relationship between those two people? I think is the bigger question.
Just said another person.
So okay, so
must be someone that wasn't related to him or anything like that.
Okay, so Boston, it's you. Yeah. And
here I am.
A cat jumps on your lap.
Hang on. Okay, so
it's a kid. There you go.
We'll pretend this guy's a cat. Okay.
Yeah, and then Nick comes over and sits next to you, and then he's like, starts petting the cat, and you're like having conversation with someone else.
Hello, Clarice.
And then Nick is just like, mm-hmm, potatoes.
I like them French potatoes.
I like the taters.
What? I was totally picturing you, though, Tim. You know, like, so you're sitting on the couch, and then, like, I'm thinking from a medical reason, this cat's anal glands are clearly blocked. I need to pet this cat to save its life. Has it been rubbing its butt on the carpet or the grass lately?
Yeah, well, that's good point. Good point. but little do you know, I hate cats. I am allergic, and I do not like them. So it wouldn't be me. Petting
the cat jumped on you. You'd throw the cat.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't. I would hate for a cat to be on my lap. I'd have to be very polite to let that cat stay on my lap, and especially if like someone else who like was an acquaintance was just petting the cat on my lap. I mean, that's awkward.
So up until literally 2 minutes ago, I did not know that there needed to be a petting etiquette, but apparently there does. Because that, I'll give my ruling and say that's just totally weird. You know, I would never want that to happen.
You'd never want anybody touching you.
No, I wouldn't want some
stranger pet. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. What if you're sitting there and your wife's there, a cat jumps up on your wife's lap, and then like your friend who's over is just like, you know, petting the cat like on your wife's lap. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, not cool.
You know, if we get to the $1,000 level, patron level, you guys can see what's going on behind the scenes.
It's pretty good. I got a lot of avocados.
I'm just telling you. So yeah, I would be against anybody touching me that I didn't want.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I think Nick hasn't commented because he's like, oh man, I've done this like 5 times. I mean, I've done this 5 times already this week.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't touch that. I personally wouldn't do it.
I don't, you know. I don't like cats either. Yeah, so I would be the same person. I'd throw the cat off my lap, like, get the fuck off.
But, well, Nick, being the single guy, would you use it as a move, though? Like,
it's a solid move. I mean, yeah. I guess, like,
it's
there it is.
It's not a cat. It's a kitten.
It depends.
Everybody loves kittens.
Well, I think the bigger question is, it depends. Are you or are you not in the friend zone?
Yeah.
With the kitten?
What? Yeah, I mean, I definitely had a puppy at one point. And you, yeah, they're chick, I mean, women magnets, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Chick.
Chick.
Shandy's like,
No,
us chicks. Tim.
Chicks.
Oh my God. Please, someone donate $1,000 because you need to see what that just
Yeah, you guys, are really messing up.
So, Tim, it's actually a person attractor.
It's a non-gender descript human being attractor. It's magnets are too sexist because there's a north and a south. Oh God!
Hey guys, hi.
Hey Boston.
It's kitten.
Hey Boston, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh my God. I wonder if the show's even listenable.
It's terrible.
We really should have. We should have done the show live. We should have released the feed and people could see what's going on. So on that note, we're all in favor that you shouldn't be touching somebody.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Leave the pussies alone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just weird. Yeah.
It is weird. I mean, I personally don't like – I wouldn't like it, so I wouldn't do it to anybody else.
Now, if it was a robotic cat, does that
Well, would you be allergic to a robotic cat?
Hey, just going back in the conversation for a little bit, uh-huh. Did you guys notice when Nick was describing the scenario, he kept saying human-sized robot? Are we to understand that like he would be willing to fuck like a cat-sized robot or non-human like robot? Like what? Like what if it's like a little like microbot? Like
it's a fleshlight.
Yeah, but a robot version, like, is this my purpose? Feed me your load, Nick.
Error and loading.
Wrong input. So.
Okay. Anything else we got going on here, guys? Are we done? Are we...
I'm done.
Told you, Nick's been done like an hour and a half ago.
So hold on. Was the cat petting email her only feedback?
We had a call, but I can't play it. Right. I'll figure it out for next week.
So we've got kidney stones and cat petting. stellar episode.
I think Nice and Smooth is going to be the it has to be the title, Nice and Smooth.
I will guarantee you guys that this is an episode I will not listen to.
Well, you guys, I actually have a call that I can play for you.
All right, you want to play the call?
Yeah, here we go. Okay. Hey, guys, this is Larry. And I was just wondering if we could get an update on all the sports talk from last week. I just found it super fascinating. And also, I was wondering if you guys could comment on things that, like, are different from, like, back in the day.
Man, Larry's internet sucks.
Oh, my God. He's still talking.
I know.
And he can't. Does he realize he's muted?
No idea. I don't think he has any idea.
I can read lips, though. He's not happy. Anyway, do we want to answer Larry's question?
No.
Fuck you, dicks.
Is it like, are you like in timeout when we hit mute? Is it like a time thing?
No, I realized I have to unmute myself.
But you got to figure it out, right?
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, has Nick muted himself? I don't think he's talked in, like, 20 minutes. What? That wasn't me, everyone. That wasn't me.
That was actually Nick. Nick.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. So thank you, patrons.
Yeah, thank you, patrons.
Are we supposed to?
Do you like geeky stuff? Go to lootcrate.com/JandJack and you can order your geeky goodness for $45 worth of stuff. You get for $20 a month, you get $45 worth of stuff. Also, you can become a patron. If you get to the $1,000, we get to the $1,000 level, you guys can join in on this fun. Right now, you can't because we're only at 840 something. Get to 1,000, you can see what's going on behind the scenes. You can go become a patron, go to Patreon /JandJack, or you can go to JandJack.com, hit the patron button, and become a patron, and it's all good fun. If you like, you can send us some feedback. Hopefully next week I'll have the be able to play the calls.
Yeah, right.
Probably not. The number is 510-69-TAFFY. Once again?
510-69-TAFFY.
Or you can give us an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Marriedmanpodcast.
Gmail. You're supposed to say Gmail, man. Haven't you ever heard one of these podcasts?
Nope.
At Gmail.
Is the Loot Crate a free, not free, but is it a sex robot?
Oh, no, that's, yeah, you didn't ask what was in this week's loot, the Loot Crate.
Hey, Tim, what is in this week?
Oh!
What is this week's thing?
A brand new watch that has such features as it can tell the time. It can also, you hit a button, there's a light. And it has so many things. It doesn't even have an input, just like the new iPhone 7.
It has a second hand.
Yeah, second hand.
My watch didn't have a light.
No, but seriously, Boston, like... your stance on fleshlights, you never answered.
Go for it, man.
You're saying go for fleshlights. Okay.
Why not?
Cool.
Did you get that from listening to the Kevin Smith podcast?
You know, I haven't listened to Kevin Smith in forever. Does he still do a podcast?
He does a ton. They're not good.
A ton, yeah.
No.
Did you say they're not good?
No, they're okay. I mean, meh. It's more of the same.
Well, last I listened to it, it was over a year ago, they were really pushing the fleshlights.
Oh, yeah. So, last I listened to it, they were really pushing the fleshlights. I wasn't just tuning in for the coupon code. You know, back in my day, my fleshlights used to only be rocks and
Oh my God. Oh God. That was a good time, guys. Anything else before we sign off here, before I click the stop the broadcast?
Yeah, iTunes reviews. Just make sure you say how much you hate the broadcast.
Yeah, they called us out. They said how, like, their Colleen said we all sucked individually and called they us did, out by yeah. name. What was that about? Shots fired.
Yeah, she said, fuck Chris, fuck Tim, fuck Nick. Yeah. And then there's I'm with her or I'm with them. Yeah.
Hashtag pissing stones. That's what it should be. Hashtag pissing stones.
I agree with like two of the three sentiments. Sentiment. Pissing stones? I didn't piss them. They pulled them out, man. It was like this.
Oh, my God. That was a gross story.
What do you expect? Okay, well, whatever. I talk about poop, and then, like, every single podcast on your guys' network has been about poop since. Now I talk about kidneys.
Great shit to talk about.
Yeah, because now everyone's going to go out there and order kidney stones so they can go through the experience.
You're going to eat nothing but beans and vegetables.
Yeah. Well, beans just, until Sunday.
I can't wait for the UPS guy to show up with my kidney stones. Woo!
Yeah, well, the broadcast is going to be talking about, you know, bloody discharges, I'm sure.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? Like, I've had to take my glasses off and set them down, like, a dozen times.
I know, I've been counting each one, and it, like, is a victory for me. Are we still going? This show's still happening?
It's still recording.
Still recording.
Somebody stop this madness.
All right, guys, join us next week. Tim will not be here next week.
Oh, thank God.
So if you want to hear, it's your show, send us some feedback. You can take the show any direction you want. All right, guys.
And maybe show up at the chat next week.
Yeah, there you go.
Or invite people.
Well, we'd have to post the link. And
yeah, they have to pay money. Pay money, and then come. We'll do these live.
Yeah, we'll do them live. Every week.
It's only $150 more. Yeah. I mean, that could be one patron.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, I forgot. thank you. Three special patrons from Tokyo, Scott Rickner Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago. Thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. All right, you guys could do like donate another $150. I mean, we could have live shows.
What if we promise like, 150, we won't have Tim on the show?
That's fine. Good.
Hold on. What, is there a PayPal link? Let me see if we can figure that shit out here.
Can I do that on my watch?
At $2,000 a month, you can ban me from the show.
Is there a Patreon app?
Yes, there is. Duh.
Anti-Tim donation. All right. Good to go.
Oh, good. Well, bye.
Tim has left the building. He turned off the lights.
He literally has left the building in which he works right now. That's fantastic.
That's great. All right, good show tonight, guys. I don't know if solved anything, but
you think
we did answer the cat petting thing, so I think we did solve something. So well, Tim, I had like turn.
I actually had like a list of like little things that we could just talk about for a minute or two, and then it just derailed into kidney stones. Like, I can't top that. I was like, no.
We'll save it for next week.
I think it was Tim's goal is to match or exceed the amount of time we talked about sports with his dick stones.
Are we still live?
We're still Unfortunately.
Yes.
Well, come on. I had a dramatic entrance. You guys were supposed to end the show.
Oh.
I thought Chris was...
Now he's leaving again.
All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.